Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Say, take it easy, Mother. Don't fret and worry about what to serve as a special surprise dinner for the family. Just relax, cause here's the answer. It's Kroger quality beef. Man, oh man, talk about tastiness. Why, there's a world of delicious eating enjoyment packed into tender Kroger quality beef. Yes, it's tender, it's tasty, it's delicious. So there's just no doubt that Kroger quality beef will make your dinner a real banquet. A meal that's bound to have the folks at your house smiling and sighing in pleased satisfaction. You see, Kroger quality beef is carefully selected from the very best beef that's available on the market today. It's tender, it's tasty, and brimming with flavorful juices. And say, keep this in mind, too. Kroger quality beef is economically priced. That's right. It's a thrifty buy as well as a tasty buy. So visit your Kroger store and get delicious Kroger quality beef. And remember, Kroger quality beef is available only at your Kroger store. And it's the very best beef you can buy today. Get Kroger quality beef at your Kroger store soon. And now, Hearts in Harmony. In the administration building of one of the large airports in New York City, Penny Gibbs searches for a man just described to her by Professor Stuart Rogers. Finally, she sees him standing by a pillar and pushes her way through the crowd. The man sees her coming toward him, but makes no sign that he does until she calls out his name.
Mr. Johnson. Mr. Johnson.
Huh? Is someone calling me?
I am, Mr. Johnson.
Oh, I'm very sorry. I don't mean to be rude, but I don't think I know you.
Oh, yes, you do. I'm Penny Gibbs, and you followed me ever since I left Rossville.
Well, I've been known to follow a pretty girl for several blocks, Miss Gibbs, but not for several hundred miles.
Look, you can drop the act, Mr. Johnson. I've just been talking on the phone to your friend, Professor Rogers.
Rogers?
Professor Stuart Rogers. You worked with him when he was a member of the Federal Bureau, and you're still a member of the Bureau. Only, you're on vacation, and you're following me as a favor to the professor.
Oh, my. You know a lot about me, don't you?
Well, I know what Professor Rogers told me on the phone a few minutes ago. And, he wants to tell you something about me.
He does? Mm-hmm. When?
Right now. He's holding the phone.
Yeah? He's on the phone now?
Calling from Rossville. It's that booth right over there. Come on, please.
You know, Miss Gibbs, this is the most unusual pickup.
Mr. Johnson, I told you that you could drop the act. I know who you are and what you're doing.
Well, you know that I'm enjoying this little joke.
Well, you can enjoy talking to Professor Rogers then. And then maybe you'll realize that I know what I'm talking about. And that this isn't a little joke. Come on now, here's the phone.
Thank you. Now, who's this fellow I'm going to talk to? Professor Stewart?
Professor Rogers. Stewart's his first name, and you know it. Now go ahead, talk to him.
All right, Miss Gibbs. But believe me, I don't know what this is all about. Hello?
Hello, Harry?
Yeah?
Oh, good, she found you all right.
What is this, a gag?
No, it's not. Listen, could you hear what you're saying?
Yeah, but I can fix that in just a minute.
All right.
Oh, excuse me, Miss Gibbs, but this professor friend of yours says it's drafty where he's sitting, so maybe if I close the door of this telephone booth...
Oh, yes, of course. You go right ahead.
I'll be out in a minute. But don't go away. Hello, Stuart.
Can you talk now, Harry?
Yeah, what's the matter? Why did you tip this girl that I was following her?
Because I just found out where she's leading you, and I don't want her leading you there.
What do you mean?
I mean she's on her way to see Arnold King.
What?
Arnold King.
That's what I thought you said. Why, we've been looking for that smuggling, thieving murderer for years.
Yeah.
How do you know this girl is going to see him?
Well, she went there to see him last week, and a friend of hers followed her there. Well, almost followed her there.
That doesn't prove she went to see Arnold King.
Well, it does if you know who this friend is and something about his background. He used to know some of the men in King's outer circle. He just remembered that where Miss Gibbs went last week was once pointed out to him as the place Arnold King was in hiding.
Well, this is terrific, pal. I'll let your friend go her merry way in a little while and walk in right behind her with a whole army of men from the Bureau.
No, Harry, that's something you can't do. Now, look, I know the address she's going to.
Yeah?
You've got to keep her from going there if you have to place her under arrest.
Mm-hmm.
Or let her go there first and then get out before you and the boys close in.
All right, give me the address. That's all I want.
Now, wait a minute. You've got to protect Miss Gibbs.
Don't worry. You give me the address, and I'll keep her away from it.
Well, You won't let her go there first alone?
Nothing doing.
All right.
The government wants Arnold King. And object number one is to get him. Fast. Now, what's that address?
It's 11 River Street.
11 River Street, huh?
That's right.
Thanks.
Now, wait a minute, Harry. That's a blind. It's an empty house. A King is actually in the house to the left or the right of it.
I could guess that much, pal.
Yeah.
We'll close in on that guy from 50 sides at once. He won't get away. Now that we know where he is... Oh, thanks, Stuart. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Wait a minute, though. What about Miss Gibbs?
Now, don't worry about her. I'll put her on a plane back to Rossville.
Well, she does have some kind of important business with King.
Not as important as mine. So long, Stuart. See you. Well, Miss Gibbs, I have some news for you.
You are going to admit that you're Mr. Johnson, a federal agent, aren't you?
Uh-huh. And I'm going to put you on a plane that'll take you right back to Rossville,
no,
too.
No, you're not.
But I am.
I'm very sorry, but I came to New York on business.
And I am going to see Mr. Arnold King for you.
You
Miss
are
Gibbs.
Not going... Where did you get that name?
Our mutual friend, the professor. He was only being fair. He gave you a name, mine. So I guess he thought he ought to give me one, too.
But how did he...
How did he know you were on your way to see Arnold King? Well, he didn't until a friend of yours told him.
Yes, but no one knew. I never told anybody.
It seems that among your friends, you have one with a, well, shall we say, colorful past. He just suddenly remembered something he knew about River Street. And that something he suddenly remembered was Arnold King.
You even know where I was going. I know who remembered it, too. It was Freddie.
Huh?
He said there was something he used to know about that street. And I was hoping he wouldn't remember.
Well, you should be glad he did, Miss Gibbs. Do you know what would have happened to you if you'd gone to see him this afternoon and I'd been close behind you?
I have a rough idea.
Rough is a well-chosen word, too. Now, come on. We'll find out about planes back to Rossville. And then I've got to get hold of the local bureau.
No, look, Miss Johnson, I'd like you to listen to me.
No, wait. I've listened to you after we found out about the planes and I've called my local office.
Yeah, but why are you going to call your office?
Why? Don't you know who Arnold King is?
I imagine he has a rather long police record.
He has a long record of escapes from the police and the Federal Bureau. Among the items he's wanted for is murder. At least 10 times. Now, you don't want us to go looking for him for yours, do you, Miss Gibbs?
No, I don't, but there's something I do want you to do.
What?
I want you to wait 2 or 3 hours before you call your office.
Why?
So that I can go see Mr. King and finish my business with him.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Gibbs, but that's impossible.
Why is it impossible?
Because a lot can happen in 2 or 3 hours. How do I know what your business with King is? It may be that he'll move out after finishing it.
Look, it's nothing very big. It's a personal thing. It's a small transaction.
You want me to believe you have a personal business with Arnold King?
Well, now, what other kind of business would I have with him?
That's a thought. You aren't interested in smuggled diamonds, are you? And I don't imagine you want anyone killed, or do you?
Mr. Johnson, will you be serious? I must see Mr. King this afternoon. Look, somebody's life depends on it.
Hey, what is this?
I'll tell you. I'll tell you the whole thing from start to finish if you'll promise to hold off reporting to your office until I have seen him.
I can't promise anything,
but
Miss Gibbs.
Know you'll do it when you hear why I want to see Mr. King and why I have to see him alone and why I have to do it this afternoon.
Well, if you're so sure, go ahead and tell me. But I can't promise it'll make any difference in my plans.
Well, I'll try and make a difference. It all began a long time ago, before I came into the picture. It seems that a very nice, but a very foolish young man decided that he was...
Come in.
Good afternoon, Mr. King.
Good afternoon, Miss Gibbs. You're looking lovelier this time than when you first paid me a visit. Or is my memory bad?
I'm sure I don't know.
Well, that question was most unfair, forgive me. Now, won't you be seated?
Oh, thank you.
Pleasant trip?
Yes, but we were a little delayed. We had to fly around the storm.
Well, with the weather as it is, I hardly expected you today, Miss Gibbs. I was surprised when my man phoned and said you'd contacted him.
I don't like delaying things either, Mr. King. I thought I'd come back and get it over with as soon as possible.
Well, I'm at your service.
You mean that you're ready to go through with it? That you're ready to keep your part of the bargain?
Miss Gibbs, it comes close to annoying me when you doubt that I shall keep my part of the bargain. Has someone been talking to you about me?
Well, who would? Nobody knows I'm seeing you.
Those men who followed you here last week had no conception of why they couldn't find you a number 11 next door. And they, of course, had no idea you were seeing me.
No. And they didn't follow me again. I suppose you know that.
No one has followed you here this time, Miss Gibbs. I see my warning was well taken.
Mr. King, I had no intention of being followed the first time. Those two followed me against my orders. This time, I assure you, they've behaved themselves.
I like people who behave. Yeah, but you seem nervous and anxious to get out of here.
Well, I am impatient about getting our business attended to.
You're sure it isn't just that you're uneasy in my company?
Mr. King, to be perfectly frank with you, I really am not...
Don't say it, Miss Gibbs. Your frankness says enough, and I like frankness. You brought money for me?
Yes, I did. Here it is.
How much?
I think you can see that for yourself.
The envelope's heavy and thick. If what is inside is all green, all of it. 10, 20, 30, 30. Well, I had no idea you were worth so much money, Miss Gibbs. I would have been willing to settle for a lot less.
Well, will you settle for what I've given you?
Oh, but of course. You mean, don't you, am I going to give you what you want now that you've given me even more than I wanted?
Mm-hmm. And will I get a receipt for the money?
Oh, better than that. I'll give you this. Here's the note, the IOU you bought.
Thank you.
Now, wait a minute, I'll mark it paid. There we are. How's that?
That's fine. But it's the only one. There's nothing else.
Oh, there were a lot of them. I destroyed them all and put them all into one. It looked better that way.
Yes, I suppose it did. Now about the rest of the bargain. Where is he?
Not here. I didn't trust him enough to let him come here. He was just being broken in.
Well, then you've never really used
him. No, he was too slow to learn, too scared. I guess you want to see him right away, though, won't you?
Yes, I would.
All right. He's at this address. And don't let the place scare you. It's a cheap rooming house on the other side of town. His name is Barry Smith.
Who is Barry Smith? And why does Penny want to see him? Has Arnold King kept his bargain with Penny? Or does he know of Investigator Johnson and is sending Penny into a trap? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Ladies, it's really no problem at all to serve your family a top-notch, sure-to-please dinner. Why, it's as simple as adding two and two. Just visit your Kroger store, step up to the counter, and get Kroger quality beef. The beef you can buy with confidence because it's the very best beef currently available. What a wonderful thrill for your family when you serve them a dinner featuring a tender, juicy steak or crusty brown roast beef. What a comfort to you to know that your dinner is not only nutritious and wholesome, but just the kind of dinner your folks were hoping for. Yes, you can be sure of delighting everybody when you serve Kroger quality beef. For it's carefully selected from the best grades of beef on the market today. So don't delay. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store for the finest beef values in town. But please keep this in mind. The only place in town that you can get deliciously tender and juicy Kroger quality beef is at your neighborhood Kroger store. And remember, too, Kroger quality beef, the very best beef that you can get right now, is priced for real thrift. Get some soon at your neighborhood Kroger store. Join us again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.